Good Monday to you and welcome to the, what word is it be?
Podcast?
Penultimate.
Oh,
penultimate.
Boy.
Your favorite word.
He even gave you the
he
clue.
Set me up.
Monday.
For, well, for a second I thought.
Of the season.
You know, he was going to say punts.
See, it wouldn't be that big of a surprise to assume that Sharma didn't think I knew simple words like podcast. I failed when it comes to simple words in the past. Like the annual inaugural quiz that we did. Remember that one?
The annual inaugural.
Yeah.
This is the eighth time we've done it.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the penultimate Monday podcast of the season. For Dobby, his final podcast.
Is it?
Season.
I thought we talked about maybe doing it...
on the Tuesday?
I don't know. No. You guys do it next Monday. That's fine. But I thought like after that...
I know, we'll do them, I'm sure, around Euro probably.
Yeah.
But as far as this Premier League season...
We're not going to do an FA Cup recap pod? Probably not.
Is the weekend that Dobby dies in New York at a music festival?
Yeah.
Regardless of whether we...
All right, penultimate.
FA Cup, you'll be dead anyway.
All right.
Sharman, Dunlop, and Dobby here with you for the second last time, for those that don't understand the word penultimate, like Dunlop all those years ago. We still got some drama to look forward to this season, and it's really coming down to the wire at both ends, but let's be honest here, the big story really is the fate of Manchester City. If Manchester United win out their remaining two games at West Ham on Tuesday and then Bournemouth at Old Trafford on Sunday, they qualify for the Champions League, probably at the expense of Manchester City. Now, Arsenal could still theoretically slip down to fifth, but...
They're home to Villa,
home to Villa.
Yeah,
unlikely, so. Sorry, B, about that.
No offense taken.
So we could be sitting here, well, we're not, me and Dunlop could be sitting here next Monday looking at Manchester United in the FA Cup final and a top four club. Is that not a good campaign for Louis van Gaal?
Manager of the year, no?
Fire him for that?
Honestly, I cannot believe it when you look at these two teams and this season and you just think about the matches. Man City have had a poor run, but like, can you fathom that Man United would make the Champions League over them all season when you look at the body of work and you look at how Man United have been ripped apart by their fans and the media for how poor they've been? And Man City started the season with, what, five straight wins anyways. Yeah. They looked fantastic. We were giving them the title already in September. And that we're sitting here and it comes down to Man United having to win two games. Now, will they? At West Ham, last game at Upton Park, that is a massive game tomorrow, and it's going to be really tough for them to do. But if they do it, Sunday should be a piece of cake against Bournemouth, who are just kind of coasting to the finish line here. It would be stunning to me after this whole year.
They have one less loss than City all season.
Yeah. City have fallen apart.
One more draw, and they've lost fewer games. And people have been critical of City, but it's almost, well, don't worry, next year, Pep's here, Champions League, they'll be back to where they should be. And they've given them a free pass, I think. Whereas you're right, United have been just scathingly ripped apart the entire season.
But I think people can make excuses for City because you look at the injury crisis that they've dealt with, they hadn't had a consistent back line. It's not as though they spend a lot of money to bolster, you know, the squad. That was supposed to be sarcastic.
Okay. Last season was pretty quiet for them, though, right? Last off season.
Yeah, but I still think of, you know, over the calendar year, you've spent a fortune on Otamendi, and you've spent the equal parts or near it at least to bring in Mangala, and they can't play together for the life of them. I mean, you're relying on Martin De Michelis. This is why you're going to fall out of the Champions League. You look over the course of a marathon season. I mean, it really is shocking that City are in this spot.
It's a collapse. It really is.
Guardiola, you know, signed up for a European team. Didn't know it was going to be Europa League.
It's unbelievable. And I just looking back at their schedule, March 20th, they lost 1-0 home to Man United. And at the time, I remember thinking, well, that's nice for Man United. You know, they got one over on them. It's not going to mean anything in the long run.
Yeah.
And look at that now. Look how large that's looming. It's really unbelievable. And City, even that game at Southampton last week, going into the Champions League semifinal, second leg against Real Madrid, you thought, okay, well, they went out there. They didn't play a full-strength team. They were clearly looking ahead. They got stuffed. And again, that looms so massive. And the fact that you could miss out in the Champions League for a club like that with what they spend in the ambition, trying to turn over the team, what does that do for recruitment this summer?
I think it's fascinating. And you hear every year the players saying it's not about the money, it's about the ambition, right? We're going to find out.
We're going to find
these
players
out. Who are going to potentially, and let's talk in potential. Yeah. Let's assume they're not going to qualify.
Assume it happens.
You know, they're going to be players who they'll still get their money if they want. I mean, they're not going to get offered less money. City will suck it up for a year and bounce back, but they're going to, is a Paul Pogba, for example, going to say, yeah, I don't want to play champs. I don't care. Just give me the money. Mm. Or is he going to say, no, I need Champions League football. Sorry, Man City. You know, all these big press conferences when Raheem Sterling comes out and says last year, oh, well, you know, it's about my footballing ambition, not the money. How will he feel looking at Liverpool in the group phases next year when they beat Sevilla in the Europa League,
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Liverpool and Man United in the Champions League and Man City not. If you would have told anyone that 6 weeks ago.
But you look at some of the results.
Looked impossible.
Losing to Stoke 2-0. They drew some big games as well. I think against Villa they drew at one point, didn't they?
Yeah.
Norwich they drew 0-0. You know, Newcastle they drew. These are points they had to get. Mm-hmm. Now, generally speaking, they've torn up the lower half of the table, and they've been, I think, out of the top four or five teams, they've been the worst teams against top four or five. And we've spoken of their character all season long. But let me ask you this, though. Who would you rather see miss out on the top four? You know, none of us here are United or City fans. Who would you rather see miss out on the top four, United or City?
It's an interesting question. I don't think that United, you know, are in a fantastic position or will even put themselves in a fantastic position in the offseason, to be honest, to contend. It's not like, this is really going to help the coefficient in comparison, to be honest. I think I'd still give City the weight in that regard. But I don't know if I actually am that passionate towards. I think I'd rather see United miss out again, have them toil and suffer.
There's no question, obviously, as a Liverpool fan. But if I remove that from the equation, I still have a bit of an... It's not sympathy, but I remember City what they were.
Yeah.
I think the fans are enjoying this, and they deserve still some love, I think, even though they've been pretty dominant and bought championships
even
the last
though this,
few years. But
team doesn't deserve it, you're saying. You feel as though this squad doesn't necessarily deserve
it. Right, and the fan bases, and United are still living off what they achieved and dominated, you know, arguably world football for two decades, right? City haven't done
Let them
yet.
Suffer a little bit
more. Yeah, a
little
more. Bit longer.
Yeah,
bit,
I mean, back. For me, there's a couple of factors. I mean, I think that it would be interesting to see how Man City do in the Champions League next year after making the semifinals this year, especially with Pep coming in. You want to see him thrust right into that. I also think if City miss out on the Champions League, I'm going to put a huge bet on them to win the league because they're going to be able to solely focus on that.
Yeah.
I think they dump themselves out of the Europa League relatively early if they could. I mean, they probably could feel the second string side and still get through a group, but I think that would tilt the league in their favor massively immediately with not having those big fixtures to worry about in the Champions League midweek. So I think that as a neutral, I think it might be better overall for next season if City do make it still and United miss out and Mourinho comes in and has just the league to focus on with them and not Champions League.
LVG is going to make himself out to be a winner regardless here, don't you think? Because
well, with those sunglasses and the hair thing, did you see? The gif of it is amazing. That thing will last
he's
forever.
He's turning into Brian Burke.
I was trying to...
That's very good comparison.
I was trying to figure out what he looked like with those... Those are ladies' glasses. You know,
his wife's right on the way out the door in the morning. Oh, Wilmar Sheds. Mrs. Van Hart.
George has his new sunglasses in Seinfeld. Those are ladies' glasses. Just like that's Louis Van Hall. It's like, those are not for men. Parting his hair
hey, man,
back.
He's in the state of Massachusetts apparently, right? Who knows what he does.
Unbelievable. Fire. Sitting up, soaking up the Norwich sunshine. Just lovely day. Really a... Quite the scene.
That's what I'm going to miss most when he's unemployed is all his quirky sexual references that have the media, you know, laughing like school kids.
He won't be unemployed for long. He'll get a job somewhere, right?
Has he not done a good job, though? If this is the case?
not good enough for Man United.
Potentially winning that, he should beat Crystal Palace.
Not good enough for Man United in two seasons with, you know, I know what it was coming off with David Moyes, so the bar was incredibly low, but this is still Manchester United.
Left, though,
right? This is still Manchester United.
But there will be a lot of people in that camp that watch their matches far closer than we do that say that in spite of him, they've achieved
And you have to play good stuff at Man United. The amount, if you look at their fixtures at home, I think about 70% have been 0-0 at halftime at home. For Man United at Old Trafford, that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And yes, they've gone on to win a lot of those 1-0, but the brand has just been
and Jose
so
Mourinho's gonna improve
boring.
That, is he?
I know, that's the funniest
Probably
part.
Not.
If it's him,
the shocking stat about what the like the Opta had tweeted out at some point a couple of weeks ago, the amount of goals that they'd scored within the first 70 minutes of matches is a shockingly low number for any team with a payroll above £10 million. And you're right, bring Jose in and that is going to change, but they are going to rack up considerably more wins.
Although if you believe the reports this week, they're going to hold on to LVG for one more year and then they want to hire Mourinho, who's not happy about that and won't do that. It's all his agent and his staff, right, dropping bombs here and putting the pressure on United. I get this vision of, you know, House of Cards, you know, when they're planning their strategy.
Sure.
And they've got their war room and all these really dodgy, corrupt officials finding ways to get Frank back in power. I got the idea. It's a very similar kind of room in Jose Mourinho's war room. How do we get Jose back at a big club? You know, what are we going to do now?
Sure.
Leak this, drop that, kill this person. I'm sure people have died. I'm sure there's been some murders. There have to have been, right?
Been some murders.
People competing for similar positions. Yeah. Oh, where's he gone? That's odd. Subway, huh?
A friend of mine who works in the footballing world, his phone rang once, and the name on the phone, the number he didn't recognize, is Jorge Mendes. And he picks up the phone like, this is a prank, and it was actually him, and he was terrified.
Really?
Absolutely terrified. Just the idea that he was ringing him up. I'd be terrified, too. In that scenario, though, who is Frank and who is Claire?
Ooh, in the movie, I mean.
Because I think Jorge Mendes is actually Frank.
Oh, actually Frank.
And Jose.
No idea.
Well, actually, no, maybe it's Claire. Yeah, really sorry. Maybe it's the opposite.
Is this House of Cards? Yeah. I have no idea.
You really should get on it.
You'd Robin like Wright, it. Big fan.
You love your old blonde women as well.
It's
She's
about,
a rocket.
It's about, like, the White House, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's very good. It's Kevin Spacey who politics, could, you know, act in a pantomime. Do,
yeah,
it's
on Netflix.
There's a lot of sex.
On Show Me.
It's on Netflix.
All right,
and Show Me. Yeah, Show Me. I get mixed up sometimes.
Wow,
it's a Netflix exclusive. But you're getting very good at that. I struggle with that one. It's not an easy.
Oh, really?
What do you call? Is it a
it's
drum
on
line?
Soundboard? So I hear it all the time. You know?
What is that though? It's not a. You know, me and my instruments, not my thing. It's not a. It's not a guitar. Riff? What is that?
No, it's not a guitar.
I think it's just like a synthesizer.
I think it's very much like the music I listen to. It's all just done on a computer. It's just a sound effect.
Yeah. We haven't heard a lot of pew-pews in a long time, eh?
No, we haven't.
That was a great song.
We haven't heard any sound effects.
You're smarter than us. Do you know what it is?
What kind of instrument?
Someone out there must know. But back to House of Cards and Jose Mourinho. Do you think like Jose goes home at night and he meets Claire by the... Well, Jose meets Jorge by the window and they open up the pot and get the cigarette out.
Yeah.
Share the cigarette.
Absolutely.
Discussing tomorrow's strategy.
Absolutely. It's a camel, but all of the packaging has Jose's face on it. Yeah, like he is.
Exactly.
He is,
to empower him, right?
He's what was the name of the famous mascot? Was it Joe Camel? It was. Wasn't it? Joe Camel?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Jose Camel, right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
and the
good.
Packaging looks fantastic.
That's pretty
like his
good.
Hair
his
is
head
blowing.
Just on like a camel, though.
Yeah. You know who his security guard is? Marco Materazzi.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For sure.
Of course.
All right,
I don't
so
know, he's still playing in India,
so our graphic artist for this podcast is going to, when it goes up on the website, it's just going to have Jose Camel.
Yeah.
It's going to be a picture.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get that done.
Can we please hire Graham and Faisal to create some gifts for this podcast?
Remember Chris, graphics Chris from the score?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Chris
I'm at
Kirkwood.
TFC. On,
yeah.
Chris Kirkwood, yeah. So I'm at TFC on Saturday.
Nice.
Were you
hammered. He was hammered.
Good.
So he wasn't in the press box then, nor were you?
I wasn't in the press box. No, I'm in with the scum.
How'd you like the new stadium? My
great,
little brother
was
fantastic.
It was great.
It looked
atmosphere.
Awesome.
It was loud.
Yeah.
The lighting
nice.
Was superb.
Good.
It felt like a up. Proper football stadium.
It looks like Europe. Like it looked shockingly
good. Right? They've done a good job. They really have. It's still a basic sports stadium, which is all I want.
Yeah.
And I think they've done a really good job. Didn't
Can't
see
wait
one,
to go see
one,
the Argos there.
I didn't see any evidence of the Argos. No, not one banner, no blue, nothing. Oh my, it looked like a football stadium still.
Yeah.
All these people getting so angry. Before and like just let's just wait. The anger can be there, sure, but let's wait and
That's
see
life.
How it turns out.
Yeah,
the field's my big concern. Everything else, whatever, doesn't bother me.
So
if AC Milan, Inter Milan can do it together in the same under the same roof, then I'm sure the Argos and TFC can.
So supposedly, and I may be wrong because my only evidence of this is actually from a buddy that works in the construction crew. But they'll remove the north end with the Argos and the south end. I think they scale back a few rows or a half of the section or something, and the actual end zone is turf. So that's why the south end looks so close because it's supposed to be covering it, right? It's actually turf. But the pitch, they vow to keep grass. Though you could see how beautifully green that was. There's a lot more plastic shards in that hybrid than there used to be.
But you know, that's the same as most grounds in the world now. They have that hybrid.
Bale, Arsenal.
Yeah, it's amazing technology. But you know, I'm still very concerned. Less so about the wear in the field. I mean, there will be a concern there, but the lines. They say that won't be a problem.
Yeah,
if I see any evidence of lines, that will really grind my gears, so to speak.
Yeah. Let's use different chalk for the CFL. You know, they'll end up blowing away in the third quarter.
Maybe use that the foam spray like they use in the
football. The referee spray? Yeah. Oh.
Right? That's constantly refreshing.
Hey, stock investment tips brought to you by James Sharman.
I do like all the 7:30 games on Saturdays and stuff this year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, basically every home match is, and even on the weekends on Saturday, a lot of Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m.
It's not going to bother me, but I like the afternoon Saturday games. Like the sun, you know. I really enjoy it. It kind of feels TFC to me.
There really aren't many at all. There's only
three.
Not till the end of the year in September and October, the earlier five, but all of them are at night. You're right. It was nice to have options.
There's only three.
I said that. Now that you're saying it, I'm like, I did like going in the afternoon, you know?
Football to me is a daytime game as well. I know, obviously.
Have a couple of pints at like 1 p.m., you know, when we meet up.
I love nothing more than the afternoon drunk.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
It is good.
You know?
It's such a dad comment.
I'm not concerned
about
a hangover the next day. I can let it wear off, although I generally don't because I keep drinking.
Although I hate like potentially getting, you're hungover and it's still like light out and you're like,
When you're that,
I guess at your age, you know, you're going to bed at 8 p.m. But like for me, it's like you're trying to rally back night. And like go out that night. It's like, do I take a nap? Do I keep going? I'm just going to be that like,
sugar on the table.
I've done a few, you know, 4 p.m. kickoffs and you go straight through. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Dobby not understanding my joke. Having worked with you guys for so long, I thought that Dobby's, you know, gleaming praise towards the schedule is immediately shot at me because as a season ticket holder, I will go to two games all year because Saturday night at 7:30 is by far the worst schedule possible.
I had to be up at 5:30 on Sunday because I was on the show yesterday, which kind of side big plans for a good night out on Saturday.
Oh boy.
Got scheduled and I obviously couldn't do those plans.
So you're up at 5:30?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was makeup at 7, right? And I had to do a bit of research.
So what does that entail? You get on the row machine at home? You said
I've got the Frank Underwood row machine with the water.
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Playing my computer. No.
You would have that though. I haven't got that. Surprised at all.
No, it's more of a roll out of bed, crawl into the shower, roll downstairs, down some caffeine, race here, get on air.
It sounds like you're talking about my Monday mornings to come to
come
this
here,
podcast.
Pretty much. At least there's no cameras here.
Yes, that's true.
It makes a difference.
Hair's still on point, though. The bosses may see me.
It looks less fluffy today than it did last week.
You are quite critical to the height. You're sounding like an old Scottish boss.
You're in freaking Faisal, man. I tell you, you got the biggest hair, man. It's like, wow.
He's not even, his hair's not the same class.
Oh, it's not bad. Faisal's got some good hair. He does. I do the hits with him every week, Champs League or MLS, and I'm always admiring his coif. It's good. It's very good. Anyway, where were we?
I don't know. You've gone off on a tangent about hair, which
TFC
is
kind of we went House of Cards, TFC.
Yeah, we never really finished Man City Arsenal.
No, we didn't really
speak a word about the Gunners or the match.
Well, the Gunners. Why would we speak about Gunners? We're talking about Man U and Man City right now.
Well, Arsenal haven't played in that match. Which we all said was, you know, going to be the decider towards United challenge. If there was a result,
good
in this
character
match,
actually from
both
Arsenal,
teams, actually, right?
Yeah.
Character. Oh, go
what are you
away
doing there, James. I thought Lance was piping in saying that we've lost the first 20 minutes of the podcast again. My head was going to explode.
It's been a write-off so far.
good character from Arsenal.
Great. Really nice. I love the Sanchez goal was fantastic. And Giroud was beautiful little flick on that play. Under pressure, on the ground, still managed to get his heel on the ball. I thought it was a lovely goal.
Is Giroud back there next season? I know we've kind of done stay or go with Arsenal. He hadn't scored in, I think it was
January the 13th. His last
16
Premier League
matches before that one.
I think only if they can replace that. Fill those boots with someone like Benzema
or Ibra.
He can't be the go-to player. Like, he can't be your top striker, put it that way, right? So whether that is he happy to be a backup or, you know, a bit part, he can still be, I think, a good player somewhere else. He's a good player. But they have to try and find that world-class striker, right? That's their most pressing need, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But, you know, we've said on this podcast several times how great it would be to see Ibra there. The reality is they're still in the same scenario they are now, I think, with Ibra. And if you had Ibra instead of Benzema or Higuain, let's say, you need Giroud to be able to come off the bench and to have a decent enough attitude and be that super sub.
Yep. I don't think he's going there. The big rumor this weekend was Sturridge.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me. Mm. From a footballing standpoint, I think he'd be great at Arsenal. But as we've discussed
from an
over
Arsenal
and
standpoint,
over on this podcast, you know, trust in the health, and haven't they got enough China dollars in that team? As we saw Danny Welbeck go
again.
Out.
Again.
What's the update with that? We heard, it didn't look good.
Didn't look good. I haven't
not
seen
going
anything.
To France. That's the
thing, right? And
are
Roy,
they picking
Roy
the squad on Thursday already?
Yeah, Thursday.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Is that what? Is that a 23-man squad?
23-man squad.
And
yeah,
a couple
they give
of, like a taxi squad as well in
maybe,
case?
Maybe, I'm not
probably,
sure,
right?
But, I mean, it's not deadlines Thursday, right, for the squad. But
yeah.
Most teams are announcing this week.
Oh, my God.
But usually they name
4 weeks.
Why
for...
do it before the end of the season? I don't
yeah,
quite understand
that. Yeah, it's interesting.
That. Just getting through this final round.
Getting through the final round.
I think it's probably travel because they get them out the next day.
They get out, do they?
Yeah.
Really?
They're out
really?
On the Monday.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Not even a week after? Just a...
Yeah, well, I remember after 2014, ahead of the World Cup, they were in Brazil on Tuesday morning at training.
Now, but Brazil's a bit different though, right? It's a longer, obviously much further away, climatization.
You think so?
I wonder if, I don't know. You could be right.
About getting them away that
usually
quick?
You shut them down for a week though. Give them a week off. I mean, you still got 3 weeks before
you
Euro.
Still got time.
I think it's still to their advantage to have them join up. Maybe they're not Maybe. Running. Training,
yeah, you
but
could be right.
I'd want to put everybody together as quick as possible, but usually they'll
what
name
about all the Man United and Palace players that are playing the
FA Cup final and Champions League final, of course.
Usually,
he's not going to be there. Oh, God, let the question.
Well, you know
start.
What? Do you think there's going to be some big names omitted? What do you think?
No,
since qualifying, we've seen some players who wouldn't have really got a sniff are now, I wouldn't say important members of the squad, but a Danny Drinkwater, for example.
Yeah,
I think you've got to take him. Don't you?
Sturridge
I think
would be an interesting one
really
as well.
That's really interesting. That could be a big name omission, potentially, but he's playing really well now. And he's obviously got to get through the Europa League final May 21st.
I think when it comes to the reaction of big name omissions, it's what Wilshere's not on that list. That's going to be the shock.
I think he might get there.
Yeah, I think he will as well.
He came back yesterday.
I think he
would
as well.
Last week, played a bit in Welbeck's absence.
And I think Welbeck would have been in position to go as well, which is shocking. I don't think he's really deserved it.
I don't know if there's room for
Wilshere. Deserved it.
Henderson's fitness kind of depends as well, right?
But given Wilshere, Henderson, Roy takes Wilshere every time.
Yeah, absolutely. But based on form, there are way better options and more deserving candidates.
But when has it been a meritocracy?
Never.
I'm with you. It should be.
I don't know. In England?
Well, that's
the 300s, maybe.
I like doing squads. We like doing squads. But up front is
so
interesting,
excited,
right?
James. Let's go. So pumped.
But up front, right? So Harry Kane, yes.
Vardy,
yes.
Sturridge, yes.
I think yes.
I think you'd want to take
him. And then is it Wayne Rooney? What about Jermaine Defoe? Who's in form right now? Who's scoring goals right now?
He's looked really good.
I have no problem at all with Jermaine Defoe making this squad.
Really?
None at all. I've always been a fan of Jermaine Defoe, the footballer. Yeah. Always.
Decent
sub. Never let you down.
The thing is,
apart from
TFC. Are you going to take Rooney almost like as a midfielder,
well,
right?
The thing,
it's not.
Then who loses out? There's some good midfielders right
now.
Of course Rooney goes. I know he goes. But should he? If it's a meritocracy, Rooney doesn't go.
Well, Beck's health is a big thing as well because I think he'd make the squad
What's
if he's okay.
Do you take five strikers?
Are you counting Rooney's a striker?
Well, that's a question, right?
Yeah.
Well, they regularly take four. Right?
It'll be four, yeah. Usually four. But the question is, Welbeck, he walks in because Roy loves him. He was so great in qualifying. But if he's injured and out, it makes Roy's job a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. I don't think
sense,
that he's a walk-in, in my opinion. I mean, I know he was great in qualifying. Obviously, Roy loves him. To me, I don't think he deserves an automatic ticket.
Welbeck?
Yeah.
Well, I think he does. Well,
really?
You know, he's been out for a year.
Yes.
Thereabouts, right? Came back in February. He's had a bit part. I don't know.
And to me,
I would take him.
For as much of a liability as Daniel Sturridge is, when he's on the pitch, he's always electric. You can count a handful of matches where you're like, should have done better.
I'll take Welbeck and I'll take Sturridge over Rooney.
I'm
right
getting
now.
Butterflies just talking about this right now. This is amazing. It's so good. Yeah. Oh my God, the disappointment. I just can't wait for it. The crushing disappointment.
Well, it's going to be so much better with a Cronenberg in your hand and a croissant all day.
Yeah, you'll be there, man. So
for the group stage, the crushing disappointment should come when I'm out. Let's be honest.
You won't need
if they don't get through the group when four third place teams get through, that would be absolutely ridiculous. But the round
but
of 16 or quarter, the quarterfinal penalty loss to Portugal should be fun.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if that can line up, but
it might. Wait till you look at the credit card statement and see the currency conversion and how weak our dollar is. That's
I'm taking
get to
pure cash, man.
Oh, still going to burn you.
It's not too bad. It's like 70 cents
live,
to the euro.
Boys, just live.
It's like 70 cents.
A euro is what? Flip it the other way then. A euro is, it's more than it was when we went.
Okay, well, like 2,000 Canadian will get me about close to 1,400 euros. It's not too bad.
Now,
euros go quick.
For 2 weeks?
Real quick.
100 euros a day? That's fine.
The way you live,
nobody gives a crap about my bloody travel.
No, everyone travels in plans. This is a
brothels take credit card.
Probably, right? I think so. You just, you know, there's a slip for it. It's right in the...
Well,
yeah, that's
what the front desk you mean.
No.
No, hold on. Everyone walks. Don't accuse Dobby of doing anything.
Lance is dying back there.
What do you mean, man?
When he ran the marathon.
No,
you don't even, you can insert the card, yeah. Right? It's a slider and insert.
It's a chip.
Yeah, you can tap the card. Just tap it.
Tap, walk through and tap everything. All right, moving
tap
on.
For a tap.
No. Moving on.
Straight cash, homie. There's a sign when you walk through the red light district right at the front.
There is, yeah? Just cash only?
Straight cash, homie. That's the line.
Oh, God, it's going to be great.
Didn't get the red and lost.
We'll have to do, you guys do podcasts, and I'll call over from there when I'm there for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
We should maybe have a little pool going as to which venereal disease he comes back with.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Stop.
How do we rate the odds, though?
Actually, I forget you got a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend. Yeah, stop okay. It right now.
Again, we'll have a little over-under to which venereal disease you'll have. Anyway, where the hell were we?
Who cares, Sharman? Why are you so focused
we
on
haven't
form?
Talked, we were talking about England squad, but we haven't talked about Leicester celebration yet.
Yes, let's get Leicester celebration. That was, right? You think you mentioned it before the show, surreal. And that's the good word for it.
It was surreal.
It didn't make any sense to me. I was a bit confused. Like, what? I can't come to terms with it. It was fun, though, wasn't it?
Explaining that to, I thought for a second you were going to go into an example with your daughter or a story about explaining to her what she was watching. But for anyone who's like new to soccer or not really into it and thinks like, oh, look, here's just another team celebrating. You couldn't be farther from the truth.
I thought Peter Gerrard did an outstanding
he's
job.
My, by the way, he's my favorite.
He's very officially my good. Favorite and I will say that kind of occasion and that kind of, it lends itself to hyperbole. And there, it was a bit hyperbolic at times, but it wasn't fake. It wasn't put on. It was... You know, just the way that he did some of the lines. And I mean, thinking of it as a person that works in TV and you guys know, I was just thinking, God, this is going to be just gold for SOTS and for video packages, as it were, for the layperson as for years and years. Just yeah. It is simply beautiful. The way he was doing it was great.
You
it
know,
was really
we,
well done.
When we interview Peter on pre-match on the weekend. So we have a little small talk beforehand, right? Before, and he sounds exactly the same.
No, he's very good.
He's a poet, man. He's a master with his words. Yeah. He really is.
Do you get the same way around him that you do around most celebrities? Or like nervy and
probably
scared?
Be more nervous about Peter Drury than anyone, actually. Mm.
No, he's very good. But just to think I've never seen Wes Morgan lifting the Premier League trophy. I mean, that
look real.
I was like, what is going on right now?
And everybody does deserve to win it more. I don't know who it is, right? It's got to be Wes Morgan, right? He has languished in the lower leagues.
I remember
Forest for
a
years
long time,
and years.
Yeah.
And Forest, man, through the tough times. Yeah. I mean, they're still tough times, but really tough times. He was there. He was a company man. And now he's been given his chance. I love watching him raise that trophy.
The player's version of Ranieri in a lot of ways, I'd say. Someone who you can't help but cheer for.
That was crazy. It was just the players that I forgot were even there. But like Gökhan Inler.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, that's like I forgot he was there.
I wrote a feature, which never got to air because I found a better idea, like about some of those signings in the season that you went, oh, yeah, what happened to him?
Yeah.
He was number one, Gökhan Inler, because that was like, what, Leicester got Gökhan Inler? That's a great signing.
And you'd think he'd be part of it. And then they even
five starts all year.
Dyer and all this. It was like, wow. Like, okay, he scored a big couple of big goals early in the season. And then I think they even said it during it. Like, he scored an equalizer against Villa, and they came back. They came back from a deficit at home to Villa early in the season, and Dyer had scored.
Yeah, 3-2. It was like week four or something.
Then they didn't really see Dyer again during the year. It was just
He still gets cast in the movie. Chris Rock, I think.
plays it him. Would be actually interesting if somebody had a lot of time on their hands, like that Andy worked King. Like 2 days a week to like go back and like watch every Leicester game, like as the season progresses, and just kind of to see the turn of it, just start to finish, watch every game again and listen to it. Would be fascinating
the season,
to do.
Right?
Yeah.
You're becoming an executive. You don't value research done at home and watching.
Well, that's research for this podcast.
That'd be I love that feature. Make it like even a 7-minute feature.
Yeah.
Just sound ups from the season.
The season,
right?
Yeah.
Andy King scoring as well.
Oh.
And he's won it in League One.
League One.
League Championship. Mm. And now the Premier League.
Not surprisingly the first one to do it. Yeah.
Not League One, not League One.
When they said that, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, of course. I'm like, I bet you no player's ever won the championship and the Premier League together because that's never happened. No team that has been promoted has ever won. I was like, from League One, they did it. I was like, it's been four teams since the Premier League. You know what I mean? Like the last 20 years. And it's been what? With Blackburn and how many teams have won it all time before Leicester? Are they the
Premier League?
To win the Premier League.
Five.
Are they only the fifth?
Well, Blackburn.
They're the
Blackburn.
One that stands out. Arsenal, Chelsea, Man City, United.
Okay, so Leicester would be the sixth?
Yeah, Leicester's the sixth.
Liverpool's never won the Premier League.
No, but they won the last year of the old First Division, which is almost more important.
And Michael Thomas shortly before that?
I feel like
that was Arsenal.
Right.
Yeah.
Against Liverpool.
89.
90? 89.
The last one they won, I wasn't even in the country. I just left.
Mm.
1990. But 2017 will be a different story entirely.
Hey, nice 2-0 win to take you into the final. Or they have a match before the final? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, one next week.
Of course, because the final is the 17th.
No, yeah, right, but they have... No, the final is the 21st, and they have one round of...
The Europa League final?
Yeah.
No, it's like not the 21st. It's, yeah,
21st. It's midweek.
No, it's the same day
as Wednesday.
Come on, Charmin. It's always
in that case,
it's next Wednesday.
I saw an incorrect board.
It's next Wednesday.
On a different station, which I won't mention.
It is the afternoon.
Next Wednesday, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's the afternoon.
So they play on Sunday, which they're going to play nobody, and then it's next Wednesday.
Okay,
in Basel.
I like seeing mistakes on networks.
Set you up for a full day of drinking because that's at 2:45, and then that
comes quick. It's in 9 days.
That
so they're going to who are they playing on the weekend? Liverpool. They're going to get blown. They're going to get smacked. They're going to get beat.
You say that, but they have made 8 changes against Watford and they smashed them. They have this weekend. West Brom, yeah.
Hmm.
But they're playing, Liverpool are playing Chelsea midweek, of course, right?
Yeah, they have 2 games. But...
See, 18th, that's great. 18th, all right, even better.
So I was trying to set you up for a full day of drinking. You got that in the afternoon.
Yeah, I might well go to Scally's for that.
But then at night, you've got New York City FC is here. It is one of the only matches I'll be able to go to because it's not on a Saturday.
Charmin, you got a day and a half.
Good day. It's going to be a fun day.
See you at Scally's.
Man, my liver's going to take an absolute
wish I could take it off work. Raptors probably
still
be playing.
Someone could get sick. Oh, I don't know. With JV out?
So the Raptors probably still be playing.
Are you on the bandwagon yet?
Raptors? I'm watching. I wouldn't say bandwagon. I mean, I'm not going to be a fake
fan. He's watching
fan,
Raptor Central Playoffs Edition.
I always root for them.
Now.
I want them to do well, but I'm not a fan by any stretch. But I'm watching. That's interesting.
Too bad about JV.
You just always struck me as a big Bismack Biyombo guy.
He's great, man. On the old rebounds.
Did you guys think of Andrea Bocelli doing the...
Yes, back to Leicester here.
Good,
eh? So distracted here. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Sorry, I was going to warm up my opera voice.
I wouldn't
I'm not
be doing
do
that if I was you.
Opera Dobby. That would, I mean, you are a karaoke king.
Opera Dobbs instead of Opera Bobs.
Yeah, Opera Dobbs. Yeah, nice.
That's good.
It's a nice moment, though, wasn't it, eh?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, it was brilliant.
I mean, he thought he was at Old Trafford, but.
Oh, God. Yeah, probably.
Wow.
I think,
we are just way over the line today.
That's exactly what everyone expected. Leicester to win the Premier League trophy and Andrea Bocelli to come out singing it. And all it was missing was Bocelli to put the crown on Ranieri. That's my favorite picture. When they disassemble the trophy to make it a hat for them. But Ranieri couldn't stop smiling the whole time.
Hey, I just came up with a great idea. If your club won the Premier League, who would you have sing the...
Great
that's
idea.
That's a great idea.
I just thought of that.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Sharp.
Charms?
So if they win the championship.
Ian Rush.
But this doesn't have to be this doesn't have to be your
favorite
this doesn't have to be
band,
Liverpool.
No.
Let's just say it's
well,
your
I'd say the Beatles,
your
that's
team.
Probably impossible. Right? Not my team.
Ringo.
Well, it doesn't have to be Liverpool, but when we just say in general your team.
My person.
For example, my person has nothing to do with
so
Villa.
Who's the soundtrack of my life, basically, you know? Who can I say? Who would I want to bring out?
Bob Dylan.
But like Freddie Mercury's dead as well.
Okay.
All my
Do you have anyone alive?
Not many.
Yeah. Working in Memphis. Walking in Memphis.
I'd say the
Walking
Cure.
Walking in Anfield.
I'd say the Cure, but the Cure might be a little bit down, a bit of a downer.
Yeah. Right? We won, guys. Why are you so...
And then I'd say Oasis, but City might have an issue with that. Yeah. I'm not sure they'd be up for that.
He'd just be swearing the whole time, cursing.
Robbie Williams, big Liverpool fan.
The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. I don't know.
Nothing bittersweet.
No.
What about you? Who's a?
Well, I would say Flea as a Sheffield United fan, but I don't really.
Flea's a blade?
Flea is a blade. I have no idea why. I've always thought I should look it up. And I was going to say him, but I don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then I
saw. How can you not like the Chili Peppers?
I think they're terrible. And then I saw him play.
Really?
The anthem at Kobe's final game. I don't know if you guys saw that in LA. Flea did the anthem, and it was just a disgrace. It was so bad.
Like Nelly Furtado
on level bass. Or? Terrible.
He was just
yeah.
on bass?
Just on bass.
Well, no wonder.
So bad. I saw it. I was embarrassed. But yeah, he's a blade, but that would be the natural fit. Maybe Sean Bean has a voice.
Oh, Sean Bean has to
pretend.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he could do act. It.
But see,
I
can't
believe they killed him off in season one of Game of Thrones. So good.
Haven't seen season one yet.
You just spoiled that for the two of us?
Well,
I'm kidding. I know it's kind of out there.
Who about you?
It's six seasons.
Drake's got to be there. He's a super fan. Doesn't matter. It's got to be Drake.
Just stop.
No. Mine would be. I'd have like. I was just saying that. I know. I'd have Nicole Scherzinger there. She's beloved in England.
Fair enough.
Rocket. And then like someone has nothing to do with soccer, like Nigel Mansell. I'd have him there. And Murray Walker, I'd want them. That's singing. They're just present. I just want them to be a part of it.
Also, it's not a band you're asking here for. Just in general people.
I thought you were saying
Well,
just
it was Dobby's idea. So
I thought it was music.
It's your idea.
It was. It didn't have to be music. Just people in general.
Well, in that case, Steve Davis. 6-time world snooker champion.
Sure.
Who else?
Of course.
Who else would be there?
Fitting.
I'll bring Bruce Grobbelaar over as well.
Is he still working with Ottawa?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, goalkeeper coach.
Yeah.
He's a famous Villa fans, Potters.
Prince William.
Wasn't Osama bin Laden?
Tom Hanks.
He was Arsenal, right? Wasn't he? He was Arsenal.
I think Tom Hanks and Prince William are pretty big.
They've been terrorizing their fans for years, to be fair.
Yeah, allegedly.
Although he thought it was West Ham at some...
Noah Sharms?
Was that? Mm-hmm.
Arsenal's been terrorizing their fans for years.
That's good.
All right.
Yep. That is
since we're over the line.
That's a charming line, for sure.
That's not bad.
I had to say it twice, unfortunately.
Lost its sting.
First time I was patting myself in the back. Good one. Yeah.
Have we found out who Sadiq Khan supports yet? Because that'll be a new judgment in his term.
Oh, yeah,
the new mayor of London.
Is it just me or is like that like the first time we've seen Leicester's ownership really in a long time?
It's
just
been a few shots.
It's the first time where they've like glowingly taken it.
Oh, yeah, and all the players are coming over and hugging them. Saying, all right, just see like now you're there for all
Bring the whole
plaudits.
Family
yeah.
out, brand new suits for everybody.
Hmm.
The Fendi purses on display.
Was a little much.
Yeah.
Should we get some questions since you guys asked?
Yeah, let's
or
do
what?
Some questions here, shall we? Before we haven't got to relegation much, but I mean, it's Sunderland's to lose.
I think Sunderland are going to
if they win
beat Everton and
against
safe.
Everton, they're safe, right?
Yeah, that was outstanding.
It's very funny that.
What's that, Lance? Khan's a Liverpool fan. Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Newcastle, just I thought they were going to do it, and then they go to Villa and lay a stinker. It's funny how that changed from halftime. On because Newcastle are 0-0 and Sunderland are losing at home to Chelsea, gave up, or was it 1-1 at halftime? Yeah, it was.
I don't remember the score.
Did Chelsea score just before half? I think they did, actually. 2-1.
Doesn't actually matter. Someone will correct us.
Anyway, either way, it looked like Sunderland might lose and Newcastle, they'll get one in the second half and they look good. And then it turns on its head completely. And as you mentioned, Defoe, 2 goals in, I think it was 2 minutes and 20 seconds for Sunderland. And they, every year, this is the third straight year where Sunderland's looked dead and buried with 5-6 matches to go. And previously,
Big Sam.
It's just crazy.
When they signed Big Sam, we thought that's a great move.
Yeah.
He'll find a way. And it looks like he's going to find a way again.
They might just.
Always does.
I kind of hope that they don't beat Everton so that there's drama going to that final weekend and that Norwich can somehow find a result at Watford and we can see that final day, all three teams involved in each goal kind of changes things. But. I think Sunderland just might do it this week, and there will be no drama the final weekend except for the top four.
A bit ironic that Rafa needs help from that little club.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously. To bail his big club out.
I don't think this is any... it's not going to tarnish Rafa's image, though, I don't think.
No.
You look at actually that team, since he came aboard, they actually have improved defensively, and that was the issue. I mean, they still can't score goals, but... You can't create goals out of nothing.
I don't think it'll tarnish. I think it was a low risk appointment. I don't think anyone would fault him for leaving. But I got a weird feeling he might want to stay. I think he wants a bit of... Well, I think he... It just strikes me as someone who wants some stability.
What jobs are out there?
He's
a mercenary, right? Is Rafa. And he's got his boys.
But I think he'll take it as a... You know, he'll take that as a hit to his pride that he couldn't keep them up. He'll take that personal.
Let's look at the teams who might be looking for a new manager. We know, obviously, some teams are, right? But, okay, so Leicester, no. Spurs, no. Arsenal, probably no. City, Pep's coming aboard. United, we discussed. Southampton, could leave, right?
Yeah,
he could leave. He's done a great job.
Reminds me of like
a
Pochettino at Spurs, yep. You know, or Pochettino leaving there for Spurs.
Yeah, best record in the Premier League since the turn of the year.
The Saints.
Southampton.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is down to, they found some goal scoring finally.
Could be in Europe next season.
But if Koeman leaves, then they're just going to hire Dallas Eakins to take over, right?
That's right, yeah, because you got the hockey reference there. Nice. Well done. West Ham, obviously, Bilic's done a great job there. Liverpool's fine. Chelsea, Conte's coming. Stoke, I mean, Mark Hughes potentially could be procured somewhere else, but he's starting something there, I think. He's done a good job.
Table, yeah.
Swansea, obviously, we don't know about Gwendolyn. Probably leaving, I would
probably
think.
Gone.
So take they could
kind of keep us up and
take the Italy
Everton
job.
Everton could be in for a manager for sure.
Yep. And which they case, Martinez be. Is free.
Yeah.
Goes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Watford, rumors about Kike.
That's shocking to me that they would get rid of him. If they get rid of him, that is one of those that is absolutely insane.
Yeah, but it's a
like
weird
getting
club.
Rid of Nigel Pearson?
It's a strange
You were
club.
Just promoted.
The
you stayed up easily.
Odd.
You made an FA Cup semifinal. If you fire a guy in that is the exact kind of thing where I hope you go down the next season because that would be ridiculous. What do you want from him? They came up, he finished 13th in the FA Cup semifinal. That is a great season for them. It would be insane.
But they at Christmas, they're a top eight team, and it totally warps your perspective.
It's ridiculous.
They look at this and think,
look at the ownership, man.
If at the beginning of the season you told their fans, you would easily be safe and never really be in a relegation fight and you make an FA Cup semifinal, they would take that in a heartbeat. And you're going to tell me that that's not good enough because you slid a bit in the second half of the season?
From a tactical perspective, you look at Adrian Gallo was fantastic to start the season. He's going to finish as a top goal scorer, 14 goals. He scored once since February, whatever.
Troy Deeney's been linked with a move to Leicester. Mm. And if ever you want that type of character,
it would be.
Be perfect, right? As a not a starter, obviously, but absolutely be a good move. Mm-hmm. Palace, Pardew's, I think, safe there in the FA Cup final. And
because
and
he's
much
Pardew,
of the season,
though.
Actually. They were
That's
top
a team
half.
That slid, too.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Big time.
West Any
Brom,
other guys gone?
West Brom, what about Pulis? I mean, is that just all he is? A team that's just going to stave off relegation?
Yes.
You know, he gets so much respect and love, but really, I mean, they don't play a great brand of football.
No, they don't.
It's like he's a bit of an Ian Dowie in many ways, who for a long time there just did enough.
But right now, that's where that club is. 15th every season is fine. Again, not really in a relegation tussle, not really playing those stressful games.
Absolutely.
I think Berahino's just a head case,
though. But I mean,
wouldn't you want him in the side?
Yeah.
I know, at a time there, they were flirting with relegation and they couldn't score goals.
Yeah.
Still wouldn't bring him back. He brought him back and didn't do much.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, again, been a good story, I think.
Should be
survival.
Fine. Yeah.
And then Norwich, I think Alex Neil will probably stick around, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'd be too afraid to pull him into the room and hand him his pink slip.
Yeah. No.
Terrifies me.
Villa, Pearson's a big name out there with Villa, right?
Yeah. Well, wait till the Chinese consortium takes over. Then they'll name their man. Rafa, probably someone huge.
Rumored purchases of that team have fallen through, though.
Have fallen through? I don't think they've ever got to the stage that they're reportedly at now. Apparently, they're just going through the legal proceedings, but there'll be £100 million, some Chinese consortium. You think about it. Initially, it seemed like the fee was £75 million, which even with our horrendous dollar is $150 million. What can you buy in this country on that scale for $150 million? Maybe like a third of the Marlies? Like, it is insane to me
Leicester
that you could buy a team for that much.
$900 million.
Shocking.
And if Aston Villa is worth $150 million,
shocking.
It is shocking.
Yeah.
It's a big club.
But who knows? Let's see. You know, Damian Comolli is supposedly involved with this consortium. I think that was the intention.
Works well for whoever, director of football. What could go wrong with that?
Yeah, I know. You might just manage. Who knows? Yeah, lots of
we didn't do any questions.
Lots for Villa to do.
I know. Anything stand out? Like good questions.
There was
terrible?
One that was decent from Etienne Martel asking what our favorite goals of the year are.
It's not decent. What have we? The season's not done yet. We can't think about goals in the middle of the pod.
I won't be here next week.
Any Dimitri Payet goal?
Mine was Dele Alli.
the turn of chest that might
at Palace.
Be actually. Vardy against Liverpool was amazing too.
Yeah, it was very good. But I'll take Dele Alli.
Tell you what, the one by Arsenal yesterday, the Sanchez goal, I loved that goal. I just loved it. Just it was so ruthless and quick. And I loved, I mentioned before, the flick by Giroud. It was amazing. I loved that goal.
But it was a good one.
How about you? You've forgotten them all, haven't you? Because did Villa score any goals?
Forgotten a plenty. I think Jordan Ayew got one once. Jack Grealish? No, that was last year. I think. Yeah. Iglesias de la Cruz? Who is the Colombian whose name escapes me?
Fantastic. Hill?
No, not
Carlos Hill.
No, I'm talking in Carlos the past. Hill. No, he played for the Red Bulls. Juan Pablo and Hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's some great ones.
Now, Adam Donnelly, are you guys as tired as this as I am? Is basic news today that Platini's ban was reduced from 6 to 4 years, but he's now resigned.
Mm.
he's now resigned.
Yeah. Adam, the answer is yes.
He got fired, mate.
Resigned is amazing. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Pretty tired of it.
Rarely do you say lines that to me are so strikingly English. Like your accent has been colonized, you know? Or what do you say? Your accent's colonial. Excuse me.
Bastardized. Colonial.
You have a colonial accent now. You're not
in Australia from
region.
Anyway, James.
Yeah. Actually, a guy at TFC. I saw him this weekend and he says, I thought you were Australian, but I actually now know why. There's actually a James Sharman from Australia who's an author.
Mm.
So that explains.
Should call him up, mate, on the Thursday podcast.
All right.
Bits and bobs, mate. Bits and bobs. Anything there, boys? I've got one quickly and it's just back to the Raptors. The whole Dwayne Wade shooting
for
the anthem. So what? I mean, it's dumb. It's stupid. He should have apologized. He didn't, but it's not that big a deal. I mean, anthems at sporting events.
I think
right?
It happens more often than we kind of realize that it just kind of got picked out and, you know, Canadians got their backs up. So I can kind of see why, but
it's dumb. Yeah. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that, but it brings up the whole anthems at sporting events. Mm. Unless you have Canada playing the USA, don't play O Canada or Star Spangled Banner. Simple as that. But it's not going to change.
I like anthems.
I just hope that there's no.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Just because you're used to them. That's
maybe. But
pointless.
Like the page.
Pointless.
I don't know. I'm fine with it.
Hopefully there's no idiotic response from the Toronto fans.
I know.
You know, when the series shifts back to Toronto.
I'm sure it'll be okay.
Here's some bubbles.
You know what? I don't have anything. La Liga, 2-horse race now. Atletico lost.
Mm-hmm.
Real, 1 point back. They're both on the road.
Yep.
Saturday at 11 on a different network.
Mm. My life's been very boring of late, so I got very little.
You're off to
New York on Friday, week. So enjoy the final week of the season.
Should
lads.
Mention Tuesday, West Ham against United on Sports.
Yeah, and there's
2:30, and Craig Forrest will be there saying farewell to Upton Park. He'll be talking with Peter Drury in our pregame show.
Awesome, great. And there's a bit of a ceremony after that'll go till 5:30, making Tim and Sid only an hour late.
Yeah. Oh, really? Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We're covering the whole thing.
Only an hour. Yeah, we're staying with it.
That's
are you on
awesome.
That broadcast
I am,
more?
Yeah. Wicked.
So you'll be throwing to us after for a quick hour show.
All right. Well, Lance, behind the glass, thank you very much.
Hopefully you don't get fired for all our idiocy here today.
No one's listening to it, so we're okay.
Good.
Hunters, Dobbers, thank you very much. The audience, for the penultimate time this season, I am sorry.